Title: Automating Groove Amount in Select Clips Intermediate. All right, let's dial in one of the most slept-on drum and bass techniques in Ableton Live, changing how much groove is applied, but only on the clips you choose. Because in DNB, micro-timing is the whole game. The difference between yep, that's a loop, and wait, this rolls is usually tiny push and pull decisions. And here's the big unlock. In Ableton, grooves are clip-paced. That means you can make your hats loosen up in a build, snap tight in the drop, and then go a little unhinged in a fill without your kick and snare gang dragged off the grid. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar rolling drum arrangement where the core stays punchy, while the movement lives in the tops, ghosts, and any break texture you layer in. First, quick setup recommendation. In arrangement view, I want you thinking in layers. Make a drum group called drums, and inside it keep separate tracks for kick plus snare core, hats or top loop, ghost snare or percussion, and optionally a break layer. This isn't just organization, it's strategy. In most DNB, your kick and snare are the reference hits. They tell the listener where the grid is. Your hats and ghosts are the dancers around that grid. So we're going to protect the core and let the other layers carry the groove. Now let's pick a groove that actually fits rolling DNB. Open the groove pool. You can click the groove pool button near the top left, or use the shortcut Command or Control, Alt, G. In the browser under grooves, you've got a few good starting families. Swing 16 grooves are great for modern roller hats. MPC 16 grooves can give you that punchy, classic shuffle feel. And if you're dealing with breaks, you might experiment with Swing 8 or funkier templates depending on the break's natural feel. Drag your chosen groove into the groove pool. For a clean roller, a Swing 16 in the mid-50s range is often a sweet spot. For jungle flavor, you can push harder, but only if your backbeat stays confident. Now apply the groove only to the clips you actually want grooved. This is the Select Clips mindset. Click a hat MIDI clip or a hat audio loop clip. Down in Clip View, find the groove chooser in the clip properties and choose the groove you just loaded. Repeat that for your hats and top loops, your ghost percussion clips, and maybe your break layer if you're using one. But avoid applying it to the kick and snare core clips at first. Let's keep the foundation rigid until we deliberately decide otherwise. And here's what I want you to notice. The groove is now attached to the clip, not the whole track. That's why this technique is so powerful for arrangement. Now for the key move, automating groove amount per clip. There are two main ways to do this, and I'm going to start with the one that's the most reliable in real production. Option A, clip versions. This is automation by duplication, and it's honestly how a lot of pros work, because it's stable and easy to /B. Take a hat clip that already has your groove assigned. In clip view, set groove amount somewhere tight-ish, like 30-40%. That's going to keep the groove flavor but still punch clean. Now duplicate that clip into the next section of your arrangement. For example, copy it so you have one version for bars 1 through 8 and another for bars 9 through 16. On the duplicated clip, change the groove amount. If you want it looser and more alive, try 55-70%. Then for a fill like the last bar or last two bars, duplicate again and push it further, maybe 75-90%. This is where the groove becomes a performance moment. Indeed, NB. Tasteful chaos right at the end of a phrase can make the next downbeat feel massive. Here is a practical 16-bar concept you can steal immediately. Bars 1 to 8, your build. Hats a bit looser, maybe 55-70, to create anticipation. Bars 9 to 16, your drop. Tighten the hats down to 30-45 for impact. Last bar, spike up to 80-90 for that lean forward. Something's about to happen energy. And yes, that is automation. It's just done with clip states instead of drawing lines. And that's a good thing in Ableton, because you can see it, duplicate it, and /B it instantly. Option B is true automation, when it's available. Clip envelopes. Click a target clip. Usually MIDI is the easiest for this. Open the envelopes area in clip view, and look through the envelope chooser for a groove-related parameter. The exact naming can vary by live version and what kind of clip you're using. If you see the groove amount type control, you can draw curves so it increases in transitions and backs off in dense sections. If you don't see any groove parameters there, don't force it. Go back to option A. Clip versions are not a workaround. They're a legit workflow, and they keep your timing decisions predictable. Now let's make sure we don't accidentally ruin the drop. This is the rule. Keep kick and snare locked while hats swing. If your kick and snare feel late or weak, check those clips. Either set groove to none, or keep the amount super low like 0-15%. Then let hats and ghosts take the larger values, maybe 35% to 75% depending on what the pattern is doing. Here's a quick coaching trick. Mute your hats. Listen to just kick and snare. That should feel like a train. Steady, forward, confident. Then bring hats back in. If the hats feel like they're dragging behind the snare in an unintentional way, pull the amount back or choose a groove that pushes different subdivisions. And that brings up an important note. Groove amount isn't just more swing. Grooves often include specific timing offsets, and sometimes velocity or randomization behavior depending on the groove. Two different grooves set to the same 60% can feel completely different. One might pull certain 16THs later. Another might push particular hits earlier. So don't assume the percentage is universal. Your ears decide. Let's talk about making groove changes feel musical, not random. Aim for phrase boundaries. The NB phrasing is usually 8 bars, 16 bars, so change groove amounts at those boundaries, or do it in the last bar before a drop, or even the last two beats before a fill. A good workflow is to pick a main groove amount first, like 45%. Get that feeling decent across your section. Then only create variations where it serves the arrangement. And here's a fun one. The pre-drop suction trick. One bar before the drop. Tighten the hats briefly, less groove than normal, then at the drop start, return to your usual amount. That little moment of restraint can make the downbeat feel bigger without changing volume or adding more layers. Now, a layering warning. Watch for facey doubles when you stack tops. If you have two hat layers and only one is heavily grooved, you can get flammy transients and weird comb filter vibes, especially if both samples have strung attacks. Fix options. Either groove both layers similarly, even if the amounts differ, or commit one layer and manually nudge a couple hits, or turn one layer into texture by high-passing it hard and keeping it low and level, so transient conflict matters less. Let's add a really practical A/B method, so you don't lose your mind hunting for clip versions. Create a duplicate hat track and keep it muted. Put tight clips on one track, loose clips on another. Then A/B by muting one track at a time. You'll make decisions faster because you're listening, not searching. Next, glue the feel with stock devices, because groove can make hats feel great and also make them feel inconsistent. On your hats or top loop track, start with a Q8. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so your low end stays clean. If the hats get harsh, a tiny dip around 6 to 10K can help. Then drum bus. A little drive, maybe 2 to 8, can add density. Boom usually off or super subtle for tops. Then glue compressor. A medium attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not crushing, just controlling. Then utility for width. You can go wider, like 120 to 160%, but keep an ear on mono compatibility. Also, keep stereo discipline. Avoid width in anything that has meaningful energy below 200 to 300 Hz, especially if you're using breaks. For ghosts and perk, try saturator with soft clip, and optionally compress sidechained from the kick if you want the groove movement without the layer stepping on the punch. Here's a sound design bonus that makes groove changes more audible. Transient contrast. If hats are too soft or too washy, timing differences won't read clearly. So shorten decay on closed hats, or add a touch of transient emphasis with drum bus transients. When the attacks are clearer, the swing gaps become more obvious, and your groove automation feels like rhythm, not randomness. If you're working with MIDI hats, another upgrade is velocity to filter movement. Put an auto filter on your hat instrument, map velocity to cutoff, and now when a groove template changes velocity behavior, it also changes tone. Suddenly your groove automation sounds like performance, not just timing. Now, when you're happy, you can commit timing. In the groove pool, you can select the grooved clips and hit commit. That prints the timing changes into the clip. But listen carefully. Commit is destructive to timing. So if you commit, keep your edits reversible. Duplicate the track first and name it something like Hats PR Recommit. That way you can always revert without digging through undue history. And one more advanced trick if you want that forward-leaning DNB urgency. If your groove always feels like it drags the hats, you can nudge the whole hat clip slightly earlier. Tiny amounts. Just enough to counterbalance while still keeping the internal swing. It's a cool hybrid of a head energy with grooved movement. Let's do a quick mini practice plan you can knock out in about 15 to 20 minutes. Set your project to 174 BPM. Make a 16-bar drum loop. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, 16th hats, and add ghost snare hits before or after the main snare. Import two grooves into the groove pool. One mild swing 16, and one with more character, like an NPC-style groove. Apply the mild groove to hats, the character groove to ghosts, and keep kick and snare with no groove. Now create three hat clip versions. Bars 1 to 8, groove amount around 65. Bars 9 to 15, groove amount around 40. Bar 16, fill clip at around 85. Then resample or bounce a quick drum stem and listen for two things. Does the drop hit harder when you tighten the groove? And does the fill feel more urgent when you push it? If the groove starts feeling late, your fix is usually one of three things: reduce amount, choose a different groove template, or adjust your layering so the transient reference stays clear. Recap to lock it in. Grooves in Ableton Live are clip-based, which makes them perfect for controlling feel on select clips only. The most stable way to automate groove amount is to create clip versions with different amounts and place them intentionally in the arrangement. In DNB, keep the kick and snare tight, and let tops, ghosts, and breaks carry the swing. Make changes at phrase boundaries so they feel like arrangement decisions, not random effects. And support the groove with stock tools so the movement stays punchy and mix-friendly. If you tell me your subgenre roller, jump up, jungle, halftime, and whether you're using MIDI drums or break chops, I can suggest specific groove choices and tight, default, and wild amount ranges that fit your exact material.